So let's review. The Gemara cites a brisa. Tan Rabban, Hamenasech Shleish Lugin Yain Bachutz. If one poured 3 lug of wine outside of the Azara, there's a machlekes. The Tanakhama says Chayiv, he's liable. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, Behu Shekitchem Bekli. Only if the wine was first poured into a Kli Sharis and got Kedushas Kli Sharis, he's liable. I think Gemara offers 2 explanations of their machlekes. Rav Ada Bar Rav Yitzchak says, Beirutze Midas Ike Benayim. They all agree that Menasech Yain Bachutz requires Kiddush Bekli Sharis. And they disagree whether the top edge of the measuring cup gives the overflowing wine Kedushas Kli Sharis. The Tanakhama holds Beirutze Midas Niskatru. The top edge also gives Kedushas Kli Sharis. Therefore, one is liable for Menasech Yain Bachutz, even if he only poured the overflowing wine, because since it touched the edge of the Kli Sharis, it also got Kedushas Kli Sharis, and it is Miskabel Bifnim. While Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds Beirutze Midas Lo Niskatru. Only the inside of the measuring cups gives Kedushas Kli Sharis, but the top edge does not give Kedushas Kli Sharis. Therefore, one is liable for Menasech Yain Bachutz only if he poured the wine that was inside the Kli and got Kedushas Kli Sharis, but not for pouring the overflowing wine that only touched the edge of the Kli and did not get Kedushas Kli Sharis. Or, perhaps they disagree on whether Menasech Yain Bachutz requires Kedushas Kli Sharis, which depends on Karvan Nesachem Bebama Ketana, whether during the time of Het HaBamas an individual was obligated to bring Nesachem with a Karvan on a private altar. The Tanakhama holds HaMenasech Shlish Lugin Yain Bachutz Chayiv. He's liable for any wine, even if it did not have Kedushas Kli Sharis. Because to be liable for Menasech Yain Bachutz does not require Kedushas Kli Sharis. Because the Tanakhama holds like the Chum of the price, so that Karvan Nesachem Bebama Ketana. And the Nesachem of Bebama Ketana certainly does not require Kedushas Kli Sharis, because there were no Kli Sharis at Bebama Ketana. While Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds Abu Hushikitcha Makli, he's only liable for wine that has Kedushas Kli Sharis. Because to be liable for Menasech Yain Bachutz requires Kedushas Kli Sharis. Because Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds like Rebbe of the Brisa that Lekarva Nesachem Bebama Ketana. Nesachem are only brought on the base of Mikdash where Kedushas Kli Sharis is required. Therefore, to be liable for Menasech Yain Bachutz does require Kedushas Kli Sharis because it must be Miskabel Bifnim. And this machlekes depends on the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva regarding Karvan Nesachem Bamidbar, whether Nesachem were brought with a Karvan Yachar and Mizbeach in the Mishkan in the Midbar. Rabbi Shmuel holds Loi Karvan Nesachem Bamidbar. Niske Yachid were not brought in the Midbar, only Niske Tzibur. While Rabbi Kiva holds Karvan Nesachem Bamidbar, Niske Yachid were brought in the Midbar. And they derive their respective opinions of the above machlekes from their different interpretations of the following Pasuk and Parashat Shlach regarding Nesachem. Ki Sevayol Eretz Moshe Veseichem, Asher Ani Noisin Lochem. Bishmal holds ki savayu lahatina nesachem bebama gedayla. The plural term lochem indicates bebama hanoheges lekulchem akasam edaber. The pasuk refers to a public mizbech and teaches that niske yachar are to be brought upon the public mizbech in the mishkan or mikdash in Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk needed to teach this halacha because loy karvin nesachem amidbar. In the midbar, niske yachar would not brought on the mizbech, only niske tzibur. And accordingly, Rabbi Shmuel holds loy karvin nesachem bebama ketana. In Eretz Yisrael, Niske Yachid are not brought on the private altar because the pasuk refers only to a Bama Gedaila, but not a Bama Ketana. While Rabbi Kiba disagrees and holds ki sevayu latina nesachem Bama Ketana, the word Moshe Veseichem indicates Bama Hanaheges become a Shabbos Kasim Adaber. The pasuk refers to a private altar which is available everywhere and teaches that in Eretz Yisrael, Niske Yachid are to be brought even upon a Bama Ketana. And there's no need for the pasuk to teach about Bama Gedaila because Karban Nesachem Amidbar. Already in the Midbar, Niske Yachid were brought upon the Mizbeach. Clearly, Rabbi Kiva holds Karvan Nesachem Bebama Ketana, and Eretz Yisrael Nisle Yachid are brought even on a private altar. Of course, B'shas Heter Abamis, because the pasuk refers to Bebama Ketana. The previous Mishnah concludes with Rabbi Nechemya Omer Shiyari Hadam Shekriv Machutz Chayiv, because as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Nechemya follows the opinion that Shiyarim Ham Panimim Ma'akvin. The leftover dam of the Chatois HaPanimis must be poured El Yisayda Mizbeach. Therefore, as Rashi explains in the Mishnah, Hilkach Miskablam Bifnim Bezrika Gemurhein. Zok the Mishnah, Hamoylik Yasa'if Bifnim Mehel Bachutz Chayef. If a Kohen did a proper Malika on an Oyla Sa'if inside the Azar, and he burned the Amurin outside the Azar, he is liable because they are Miskabel Bifnim. However, Malik Bachutz Vehel Bachutz Potter. If he did both Malika and Allah outside the Azar, he is not liable because the Pasuk excludes Malika Bachutz, and since he is not liable for Malika, he is not liable for Allah because it was not Miskabel Bifnim. The Mishnah continues, Hashaykh Yasa'if Bifnim Mehel Bachutz Potter. If a Kohen did an improper Shechita on an Oyla Sa'if inside the Azara, and he burned the Emurin outside the Azara, he's not liable, because since Shechita Sa'if Pasal, the Emurin are not Miskabel Bifnim. However, Shachet Bachutz Behel Bachutz Chayef. If he did both the Shechita and Allah outside the Azara, he's liable, because the Pasuk specifically includes Shechita Bachutz, and since he is Chayef for the Shechita, he's also Chayef for the Allah that follows. Accordingly, Nimtza, Derech Hashem Bifnim Petur Bachutz, Derech Hashem Mibachutz Petur Mibifnim. For Malika, which is Bifnim, Kasher, even so, Bachutz Pater. While for Shechita, which is Bifnim, Pasal, even so, Bachutz Chayef. Shimon says, Kosha Chayovna Labachutz, Chayovna Al Kayetze by Befnim Shehel Bachutz. For all karbanas that one is liable if all the avoidas were done Bachutz, one is also liable if the initial avoid was done Befnim and the law was done Bachutz. Except in the case of a Sheikh Befnim Umal Bachutz Pater, even though Shachar Bachutz Vahel Bachutz Chayiv. The Gemara offers three explanations of the Machlekes Reb Shimon Bechacham. Ziri says, Shchitas Behema Belaila Ikbenayu. The Machlekes is in the case of one who shechted a carbon Behema at night outside the Azar. If the shechita was done at night, bifnim, and then the imum were burned b'chutz, he's not liable, because the chacham are Rabbi Yehuda, who holds in daf pei dalet, nishchata b'layla im ala teirid. If the shechita was at night, the imum are not accepted on the mizbeach. Therefore, these imum are not miskabel bifnim. But even so, shachar b'chutz b'layla b'hel b'chutz chayiv. If both the shechita and halal were done at night b'chutz, he is liable for both shechita v'halal, because as Rashi explains, b'shechita schutz lo ishno layla miyayim, taharo hu lov l'machar. Regarding Shchutei Chutz, regardless of whether it was Balayla or Bayayim, the carbon was Miskabel Bifnim on the following day, and since he is Chayiv for the Shchita, he is also Chayiv for the Allah that follows. Or Reb Shimon holds, Kosh HaChayovna LaBachutz, Chayovna HaKayitza BeBifnim BeHel BaChutz. And therefore even HaShechet BeHema BeFnim Balayla BeHel BaChutz Chayiv, because Reb Shimon holds in Daf Pei Dalet, Nishchuta Balayla Im Allah Lo Yerid. If the Shchita was at night, the Imum are accepted on the Mizbeach, therefore they are Miskabel Bifnim. Rava says, Kabbalah B'Kli Chayle K'Benayim. The machlik is in the case that the dam was received in a vessel that was not a kli shavus. The chacham holds mekabel b'kli chel b'fnim v'hel b'chutz pater because the chacham are Rabbi Yehuda who holds enough pedalid nishpach dam emol teirid. If the blood spilled out or was put into a kli chel before it was put into a kli shavus, the imum are not accepted on the mizbeach. Therefore, these imum are not mekabel b'fnim. However, shachar b'chutz v'kibel b'kli chel b'chutz v'hel b'chutz chayev because since he's chayev for the shechita, he's also chayev for the law that follows. However, Reb Shimon holds kosher chayev la b'chutz chayev la kiyitzu b'fnim v'hel b'chutz. And therefore, even Hamakabu b'klichel b'fnim behel b'chutz chayiv, because Reb Shimon holds enough pedal nishpach dama imalo lo yerid. And therefore, these imurin are miskabu b'fnim. Or perhaps the Mishnah refers to the brayso in which the Tanakama holds malik b'chutz behela b'chutz pater, while Reb Shimon holds malik b'chutz behela b'chutz chayiv. And accordingly, the Mishnah must be reworded kol shachayavna b'fnim behel b'chutz chayavna la b'chutz.